So in summary, CTD-PAH is a chronic vascular disease that's characterized by abnormal thickening of the arterial wall, leading to increased pulmonary vascular resistance, right ventricular failure, and eventually heart failure if left untreated. Early recognition, accurate diagnosis, and treatment that is appropriately tailored based on patient risk are central to avoiding morbidity and mortality. As Dr. Hill has reviewed, there's multiple different treatment options targeting the endothelial, the nitric oxide, and the prostacyclin pathways. And these have been approved and have shown good efficacy as monotherapy as well as combination therapy. Over the course of the disease, regular assessment is important to make sure that any change in risk is promptly detected and that treatment is also adjusted accordingly. And likewise, collaborative management between specialty care centers, patients, as well as their caregivers is needed to ensure optimal disease management over the long run.